This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. You got to have the feeling.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Good morning.
Get it together. Morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
What's that energy, man? Where you at?
Yeah, man, here. How you doing?
I am feeling better than Wednesday. Went to bed last night.
Huh?
I had to get to bed early. It's just one of them things that something didn't agree with me.
Real? Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm all right, though.
You all right?
I'm all right, though. Got to wake you up, man. Yesterday morning, you had royal wedding going on, and you were all effervescent and bubbly and all this.
Now
you
come in. Bubbly.
And you come in this morning like flat champagne.
No,
yeah, yesterday you were open bottle of champagne.
Open bottle of champagne.
See, yeah, see, this morning you all like jazz DJ.
No, how you doing there, man? Rogene Bailey on Clark College and stuff.
No, not that.
How was your day?
The day after, it was okay.
What'd you do?
You know what? The rain stayed away long enough for me to get some yard stuff done.
Well, you and that yard stuff.
I started Friday and I finished it yesterday. And, you know, last night, though, I mean, the bottom fell. I don't know how it was where you were or other people around the area. I know this rain that was promised that was going to be this constant deluge that was going to start Wednesday and run till like, tomorrow, Tuesday.
And all of next week, too.
It hadn't shown up. It hadn't shown up. It's like spots. It's hitting around town.
But it wasn't
what a lot of people thought. Everybody said, 90% chance for the next 5 days. And I was like, it really hadn't been that. Some sides of town will get it. So I'm like last night, I started out watching the basketball game, and about midway through the first quarter,
heard some noise.
Then the rain comes, and I got Direct TV. You know what it does to Direct TV?
Yep, me too.
And it hung around for a while, and by the time it cleared up, we were about halfway through the second quarter, and Cavaliers were up by 20. Okay, I go watch.
In other words, the game was over.
I go watch the rest of this in bed. you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's kind of what happened to me last night as far as watching the game.
So what'd you get done yesterday, yard work, since you went down this road?
Because
I got to do the same thing. I'm cutting bushes. Listen, I got a problem.
What's that? What's wrong?
Remember all the snow we got?
Yeah.
It landed on bushes and split them. Like, instead of being, let's just say it was a square or round or whatever.
Yeah.
The snow laid on there so long.
Yeah.
It actually deformed.
Curved them.
Yeah. It put a hitch in its giddy up. So when you go to trim them, it still looks like, you know, like a Necro knuckleball.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of the issues.
Are they going to stay like that?
I don't know. I ain't Mother Nature. I'm just saying, that's one of the things I'm dealing with, man. I went to trim the bushes, trim the edges. It's like, this thing is that, it's like leaning over one way. And I was like, how did this happen? I forgot. Oh, we had all
the snow.
So it's all right.
Worst
things could happen.
Yeah, I got a couple in the backyard that kind of did some of that too. You know, kind of shaped a little differently. But they came up green.
I saw a turtle, man.
Huh?
A turtle underneath my deck.
Where did he come?
I don't know. And I don't know where they come from. And the last time I saw it was when we had given ourselves a wedding present. We did some we built a little addition to the deck in the back there, right?
Yeah.
And I saw turtle sex.
Why are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm telling you what I saw was
nature. Dropping on the turtle, man. The turtle's trying to do his thing.
Start a family. Yeah, I was all with it. But I never saw that before in life.
You eavesdropping on the turtle.
I'm not eavesdropping. I came out there to take the garbage out, and it was there.
That's a nice little James Bond-looking thing.
He had an Aston Martin. That's a Jaguar.
They rode off on it yesterday.
Yeah. You can keep that.
You keep that?
I don't want that.
You don't want that?
Yeah.
That's a nice car, man.
You want to give us a recap of this thing yesterday?
We'll tell us
when Oprah's going to, like, just give it up and just tell us that, you know, ain't nothing happening with her and Stedman. If there was ever a time when Stedman should have showed up with Oprah, it should have been yesterday, right?
No, man. That's an arrangement.
We know it is. But if she's going to pretend.
You know what we talked about yesterday about Prince Philip and how he married into a deal where he's spent his whole life.
Go ahead. You tell everybody this. I'm waiting to hear this.
No, Prince Philip, you know, and God bless him because he's had some health issues. He was there yesterday with Queen Elizabeth. But this man has spent his entire life walking two steps behind his wife everywhere she goes.
And you, and your point is?
I mean,
this ain't just his wife. Who is she?
Well, she's the queen.
All right, then. But so that's why he's doing what he's doing. And you think he wants for anything? If somebody told
you. That's
a
nice paying gig, right?
Pay nothing.
Well,
he ain't getting paid for anything. He's not going to the bank on Fridays.
What? Well, the gig pays nice. I mean, he's living nice.
Sam.
What?
Somebody comes to you after spending a little bit of time in the war, and they say, you get a chance to. Actually, I don't even know if he fought in the war.
And he was on his way to a great military career. Whatever. He was lined up to go to a military career. But then.
He marries
and
Elizabeth.
Her father dies kind of suddenly.
But the point, they got to do why he married her.
Well, no, but I mean, at a young age, she has to become queen. So he can't go do his thing. If she hadn't become queen, he would have been able to go and serve.
If she didn't become queen, he still would have been stepping behind her because she was a princess.
Okay, but I mean, she ain't the queen yet.
But she was the prince. Your whole point is that the man's walking two steps behind a woman. That's
two
really
steps,
what you're getting at.
Two steps behind his wife.
That's what you're getting at.
I mean, there are probably some husbands out there who listen to probably like when they go places like they're going to go to church tomorrow, they probably walk a couple steps behind their wife. That's probably what maybe
that's
what
chivalry.
They do.
That's
maybe,
chivalry right there.
Maybe, but I mean.
What do you mean maybe?
That's a long
time. You got a whole lot of problem with that, Mr. Sanford.
No, I know I have a lot of problem with it, but I'm just saying that's a long time, man. How long they've been married?
Again, somebody comes to you and tells you, you're going to have this kind of life. All you got to do is walk a couple steps behind your wife. What are you saying?
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I thought. And everywhere you go, every country you go, you can decide who you want to hang out with. I want to meet the president here. I want to meet the king here. I want to meet this prime minister there.
As long as
there.
You stay two steps behind your wife.
Sometimes she not with him.
Okay.
There are times he goes, at times in the past, he's
in
gone
past,
by himself.
Yeah, he's cutting the schedule back. But that was you know interesting to watch yesterday.
What is the story out of yesterday's Braves game against the Marlins? The fact that they got the win, or this story about this kid?
The story about the kid, and also that the Nationals lost twice.
Yeah.
Yesterday, that's the other part. My goodness, they dropped two to the Dodgers. This kid comes a 4-year-old Austin Pirine from Birmingham, comes there before the game, and he caught their attention because. He's this selfless kid at 4 years old. He's gotten a reputation for putting on a little cape like Superman, and he shares money from his allowance, his weekly allowance, with the homeless in the Birmingham area. He goes and buys some food and takes it and gives it to homeless people. And a remarkable example for a 4-year-old. So the Braves had him as a guest, and he spent some time with some players and Freddie Freeman.
We got a real nice bat. I'm jealous about that.
Freddie Freeman, they got some batting gloves and got a specially made cape. To go on, Kurt Suzuki and Suzuki and Freddie had big nights last night. They had big home runs. But Austin Pirine, salute him at 4 years old to do something like that and honored by the Braves. And, of course, the Braves get the win last night over the Marlins. So that was great, too.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. A lot of people doing some nice things lately. We're going to get later on into J.J. Watt, what he's up to.
Yeah.
Even Drew Brees, we found out something these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. So when you hear – and actually, to be honest with you, we haven't heard too many – stories of athletes just being, at least, you know, as
selfless.
I say this. Yeah, just being over the top ignorant. Haven't had too many of those lately.
We had one with the Cowboys of the night, though, recently.
You talking about Dez?
No. There was Williams, the kid he left. He cracked up
Lamborghini
and drove off, ran off and left it. That's.
Well, it's not, as I said, not too many.
Not too many. It's been a mild off season, as you might say.
Anyway, yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Going to get into the NBA playoffs, too. Before we do, though, I know you want to talk a little NASCAR.
A little horses outside of the hood, then the horses under the hood. The horses under the hood first. Kevin Harvick wins last night in the NASCAR All-Star Race, which they did something different. They tinkered with the cars to almost give them a restrictor plate for Charlotte so they would race, keep them in a bunch. Kind of tight, and it some of them got caught up in a little mishap, but they tried to get four wide in Charlotte. They don't have room for four wide up there. But Kevin Harvick continues his dominance. He's won so many of the races this year, and Fords have been the dominant car, so I don't know if it'll work out before they run the 600 next week, but he was your winner last week. Meanwhile, horses not under the hood, if you could see them for the fog. I think we may have lost Bob Costas.
Well, how do you feel about that? That's what I thought.
In the fog yesterday at the Preakness.
I told you he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
This is the one time he gets to look down at somebody he's interviewing.
Wow.
He's not going no place.
Well, if he could find him. And I found out yesterday was the first time in history Kentucky Derby and Preakness had both been run back-to-back in the same year on a muddy track.
Yeah.
First time that's ever happened.
And the second one was worse than the first one. You didn't think they'd get any worse than the Kentucky Derby.
You see the kids in the infield, the college kids in the infield that were just
like Woodstock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just mud and just out there wallowing in it, man. Incredible.
What else are you going to do in Baltimore?
No, man. What the beverage of choice was, but it was flowing quite well.
What
and
is,
just,
help me out. What is the beverage of the
Preakness? What do they drink up there? I forget what I know the flowers instead of the roses at Kentucky, it's the black-eyed Susans. I forget what it is they drink.
I think Bo knows. What's up? What? You know what? Oh, I'm sorry. He's giving me the signal.
This is
Bo on the
other side
of
the glass. I thought you knew the drink they drink at the Preakness.
No, I'm just giving you a hand signal. But, okay. I mean, what is Baltimore known for? That's
crab
a
cakes.
Great question.
Yeah, but what goes with crab cakes? I did see the Maker's Mark was a big sponsor, but obviously that's something that they came from.
404-741-0929. I'm sure somebody will call and
tell
us.
What do people drink at the Preakness? Let us know what they drink there. But Justified wins, and so now it's on to the Belmont to try to get a triple crown. So there is interest that will remain in horse racing for at least 3 more weeks, and we see what happens.
It's amazing how this happens every year and what networks may go through. You got people, I guess it's NBC now, who sit by a tall window hoping. Because if they don't get it, they don't get the winner of the first two,
nobody cares about
the Belmont.
I know.
They just don't.
But I tell you who does care about him, Queen Elizabeth. She loves the horses. You know, she does. As a matter of fact, NBC is going to televise some races from England that she is expected to be at. That was their tie to the royal wedding yesterday.
Have you ever watched Equestrian?
Equestrian events, or whatever they're called. Yeah, when you jump and you jump over the. that's what you do, though. I mean, if that's what you like. But she's not just equestrian. They like polo. She likes steeplechase. She likes thoroughbred. She likes everything.
Okay. How about you?
I've never been to a racetrack. I got to go.
You ain't never been to a racetrack?
No, man.
Listen, well, this is a perfect time to go because racetracks will have gambling going on there now. So while you're watching the race, you can put a bet down on a football game.
I know it.
Or a baseball game.
I know. We're going to get into that today, too.
Or a tennis match.
Or whatever. It's going to be wide open for whatever game is going on. You know, it would be there.
All right, well, let's do this real quick because I want to get back to this. We started a survey yesterday. Mm-hmm. As we get your recap of the royal wedding, we asked the question, what sports star would you invite to your wedding? And which sports star would you have planned? Excuse me. What sports star would you have planned your bachelor party?
Yeah.
And who would you have sing at your wedding? This is all in conjunction with the royal wedding from yesterday.
Yes.
So jump on Twitter at 92.9 The Game. Let us know what you think. The poll is going to go on until 9:30 this morning.
Yep.
And there you go. So any final thoughts?
A lot of people will be. It ended up being a nice. I mean, while we were here, it was all going on while we were here on the air, so you couldn't really hear anything.
You stayed and watched this. I walk out with you after every show, and you stayed up here.
Well, I stayed here because Dan Cabal came in, and he got into watching it too. So I sat in here with he and Dr. Dale, who we were surprised that Dr. Dale wasn't actually there.
I really was.
But he was here. That's the kind of thing he probably usually show up at.
You know, if you showed up over there, they would call you Samuel all day long.
Would they?
Would you have a problem with that? Samuel.
That would be terrible.
Oh, Samuel. Let's get to this NBA stuff. That's up next. Sam Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got your head bobbing over there.
Oh, yeah.
Sam and Greg on a May 20th. I want to make sure I get this right. Yeah, the 20th.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that happened on this date throughout history.
Yep.
But in this country, too, and in all different arenas.
Okay.
Case in point, before we get to the NBA stuff, Jordan got his first MVP on this date.
On this date?
Yep, 91.
91.
Got his first MVP. 1984, see if you can guess this number. Roger Clemens beat the Twins 5-4 in 1984. Why am I bringing that up?
Because he struck out?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Bo, you want to take a guess?
No, that was actually my guess was the 20 strikeout game.
No. That was his first victory.
Whoa.
1984 against the Twins on May 20th.
Okay.
And I love the fact that Greg Maddux has got one more victory than Roger Clemens. He made sure. He got one more than him, so he's not behind him on the list.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Throughout the morning, we got a potpourri of things. We got some guest, Jerome Jurenovich, is going to join us later on. Hopefully he'll wake up and talk Braves and get his thoughts on the Hawks, Coach Bud.
Yes.
Where he lands and all that stuff. But what did you think about what happened last night, man, with Cleveland?
Well, like I said, I started out watching it, and then the rain came through, and I was, you know, it was a close game before it started raining. And then when the rain let up, you know, Cleveland's up by 20, and I'm like, not much as that.
Did you expect it, though?
I figured that Cleveland would come out and win this one. I figured they would you know, when that was, to me, the next game was a big test, but I figured Cleveland would come out and find a way to win this one. But, you know, they came out, Boston was shooting pretty cold, and Cleveland had everything on. They came out with the intensity, and just clearly from the start just wanted it more to me last night.
It was a supporting cast to me, and they got a taste of victory in what is now. I mean, a lot of these guys are tasting playoff basketball for the first time, and when you have a little bit of success and you have that dude who's on the team, I mean, listen, he can carry him. So I was talking about Jordan a second ago. We saw what happened the first 7 years of Jordan. He didn't have nobody with him. He got into the playoffs, but he didn't go very far. Now we have LeBron on the back end of his career, at least with Cleveland, and he's kind of got the same cast of characters or type of cast of characters. Now, this is before Scotty was his Kyrie Irving didn't show up as far as Jordan until later on, and now LeBron doesn't have that. And you wonder how far he's going to ascend. I think they hold court. But I, of the two teams I feel more comfortable about getting a road win, it's got to be Boston.
I would think so. But Cleveland comes out, they shoot 48.7 from the field. And you do that, that helps you get a chance. Boston just came out flattened from 3.6 to 22 in the game. They have to do better than that. You have to give it better than that if you're going to get a chance to beat Cleveland. With LeBron, and especially when he gets some help to come along with him, and he was able to do that. They got five players in double figures. That's what you want to get. Well, six players, you count Kyle Korver, who reverted to his old form.
He looked pretty good.
And, you know, he doesn't do that nearly as often as he did during his days here in Atlanta. But, you know, he went out last night, and he threw everything he went up. But
technically, there are those who will say they shouldn't even have won last night because they would have had to do it without J.R. Smith,
yeah,
who just assaulted Al Horford at the end of that game, too. You saw that, right? You got to agree. Yeah. He should be sitting for this game. That was a Draymond Green type foul. And he had been frustrated and just pushed Al Horford. Listen, I'm not saying, because actually I like JR. I'd like him a lot. But he should have been sitting for this game three, for what he did to Al Horford in game two. He didn't. He didn't even get a flagrant two. And there he is.
And you mentioned Al Horford. He kind of didn't get off the bus for this one. Only 7 points and 30 minutes played last night. That was the key. You have to get more than that out of him. You got to get more than that from him. He wasn't taking that many shots. You know, he's 2 out of 4. He wasn't even getting attempts.
So what happens Monday? If you had to speculate at this point, do they continue to hold court?
I believe Cleveland does. I believe Cleveland wins that one. And they go back to Boston all tied.
All right.
You know, I believe they do. I mean, if Horford has to come out and have a game like he's had in the previous games, you know, in this series, but he can't go out and have another game where he scores less than 10 points. He's got to contribute more than that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You got something you're going to be grateful for because we got that coming up.
Yes.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
They can't have anything to do with lawn care.
All
right.
Not today.
All right. Now, tonight. The Western Conference starts.
Yes.
Or continues, I should say.
I think we'll see something similar to what we saw last night. I just think Golden State's going to go out there and just going to, you know, they're going to go right from the start.
I do too, to be honest with you. And I'm still wondering, though, the question still remains, is how healthy is Steph? Now, do we need to see him at full strength tonight? No.
Nope.
He's at home. He got the crowd. He's got his boys angry. They got a chip on the shoulder. And conversation about these playoffs surround other teams, whereas in the past it was all about them. So I think they feel like, and I look at these guys look for whatever it takes
for
motivation.
The motivation, right.
And so that's what I believe is going to happen, and it's going to get ugly in Golden State tonight for Houston.
It could. But you know what? Houston can play a respectable game if they continue to play the way they played their last game out, which is moving the ball around and not just, having Harden come up and just sit there dribbling all night.
Well, see, he's going to get smacked a couple times, I think. I don't mean literally, but I think he's going to have a physical matchup, and Draymond's going to go after him because much like what they did with Al Horford, Cleveland, much like what Boston did to some of the players on Cleveland for the first game, you got to do something to Harden. You have to. Make Chris Paul, who's not been there before, who's not been at this point, make him orchestrate something. Now, he's got the ability to do that,
right?
But we ain't seen it yet. It's like what they say about Houston. You have the ability. You've had the players in the past to get it done, but you haven't. So show us. So take Harden out of the mix. If you got to choose one person, I'm not taking Chris Paul out. I'm taking Harden out. And let's see what Chris Paul can do with the other guys.
And that will be the target, obviously, to make him work and to frustrate him into having a bad night. If Harden comes out and gets off to a good start, that could make a difference in the way Golden State does things. But as you said, if they come out and they're able to slow him down and take him out of the game and he have an off night, you know, that just makes it easy. I just expect it to be a game where they pretty much like what Cleveland did last night with Boston. I think Golden State does pretty much the same thing tonight.
How you feeling about these playoffs so far, man? You enjoying them?
It's getting better. I mean, I enjoyed it from the start because I enjoyed the fresh faces. I enjoyed the New Orleans. I enjoyed the Milwaukee. I enjoyed the Philadelphia. You know, to me, it was cool seeing some new blood and for the future, what to look forward to down the road. So to me, that was cool to see that. You knew it was going to come down probably to these four teams. You had a doubt with Boston because of who they lost along the way as far as talent on that team. So you wondered if they were going to be able to make it and withstand things once they get to the playoffs, because you talked about inexperience at postseason, and that's what you're talking about with this Boston team.
Yeah, you got
a group of guys who haven't been to this level before, but as we always revert to, we talk about the coaching job.
Exactly. And that's the craziest part about all this is, listen, somebody said something yesterday, they gave me again reason to pause. Now, let's just wipe everything like an Etch-a-Sketch away for a second. Everybody's getting ready to start a brand new contract. All right? What'd I do?
Who knows what an Etch-a-Sketch is? Go ahead.
Okay, next time, it'll be a little easier. Just tell me to hit it. All right? Just I'll hit it for myself. Walked around here and almost fell over your jack changing the tire or something.
You know, I'm like,
that's okay. All right.
Go ahead. Proceed.
If you were to eliminate all the contracts, everybody's got to start anew.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. This is what was said yesterday. Players and coaches in the NBA, everybody's free game. How many you are starting a team? The Crenshaw, whatever's.
Raggedy Roaches.
Go ahead. Okay. How many players are you picking before you're picking a coach, or are you picking a coach first?
I'm thinking with the coach first. I mean, that's what I would want to do.
That's the craziest part. You're not picking anybody on that Golden State team of the remaining playoff teams,
yeah,
or any of the players that you mentioned that were in the playoffs this upcoming playoff season. You're not mentioning any of them. Here we are in 2018 talking about we would take Brad Stevens first before we would take any player. And while I agree with you, it's just funny when you say it out loud.
Well, you got to make sure it's somebody that the coach is going to be willing to work with, and that's the whole thing. You don't want somebody to come in as friction from the start in today's NBA, you know, and in another NBA maybe so. But in this NBA where players want to move things around and have five stars on one team, yeah, I think you want to get your coach first.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Right.
Why can't I make an argument that at this point in his career, LeBron James is equal to what Boston gave Bill Russell back in the day and made him player coach? Because you know he's the coach already on that team.
Basically.
For those who would say, no, I'm going with LeBron first. The best player on the planet, and he's like a coach. He's got more knowledge than anybody out there right now. I mean, I'll stick with the Brad Stevens, but you can make a case that if you had to pick a coach first, why couldn't you do LeBron and make him player coach? And do you think this is a time you could? Can you do that again?
I don't know if you can do that in today's NBA. That's hard to do. I mean, you have seen it in years ago. We haven't seen that in a long time.
No, we haven't.
We haven't, and I think that's. I think there's a reason we haven't seen that in a long time.
I just care. I mean, but here's the thing, though. We know he's doing it.
Well, yeah.
We know he's telling
it. If you're doing it that way, but I mean,
making it official.
Yeah, I just don't. You know, I don't think we'll see an NBA team do that. We may not ever see an NBA team do that again.
Listen, Russell was player coach, but you know, sitting two rows back behind the bench was Red Auerbach.
Well, yeah.
So he wasn't. If there was really a crunch time decision that was going to be made,
right?
Yeah, Red Auerbach did it.
He had a great resource right there.
And I'm saying to you, if you had a GM in place or somebody that LeBron, who could LeBron respect? Yeah. Again, we're picking people. If Jerry West was part of that organization, I think LeBron would acquiesce to a Jerry West decision. I think there may be one or two other guys. If Pop was there, he might go, okay, yeah.
I mean, we've had some guys here in Atlanta that have done it. When the Hawks arrived in town, they had a player coach in Richie Guerin. I believe Lenny Wilkins, player coach for a time. So, I mean, that's like eons ago as far as the NBA goes.
I know, but you've never
had
a player like this in this situation.
Yeah. It would kind of be like Jordan coaching. Could you see Jordan
coaching?
No.
That's a different kind of thing, because Jordan couldn't do. He was wound too tight, and he didn't play all five positions. LeBron can.
I guess
he did. He
I mean, you talk about a guy who ran things, and you know, in practice, we read all the stuff about how mean he could get in practice sometimes. You know,
well, it was all about him. That was right. What made him great is the fact that he knew when. It came to it. There was nobody who could do a better job at getting, you know, a basket than him.
But he was smart enough in crunch time to defer for that big shot in several games, too.
Yeah, Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.